had Green City and Princeton, which we talked about last week with head coach Dan Martin, would be a challenge for the Mercer boys. It certainly was that. Took a couple on the chin. One Tuesday to the Gophers, one Friday just down the road at Princeton. But it's a new week, and it's going to be a busy week here as we get closer to Christmas. Starting tonight with the Cardinals hosting Mormon Trail from up the road in Iowa. Coach Martin, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. Green City and Princeton, you played them last year, and I know that the games last week were not all that competitive. Did you feel like that just in comparing last year when you played the Gophers and the Tigers to this year? Did you see some of the progress from a year-to-year basis?
Oh, definitely in the Green City game, especially. You know, that's a phenomenal ball team that pretty much everybody's probably going to chase this year, and got some of the best athletes in North Missouri, if not all of Missouri as a team, especially in a 1A school. You know, that was one of those games where I was telling someone that we, oddly enough, felt like we could hit a couple threes and be back in that game in the fourth quarter, and heck, we was at a running clock. So the score didn't indicate how I felt as a coach we played, I guess is what I'm going to say. We did a lot of good things, and that's kind of what our goal was going into that game.
I know the Fields kid graduated, and you know, great player for them, kind of, you know, their leader last year. Has Bugs Tipton, their you know, lightning quick guard, has he kind of accepted that, you know, kind of go-to player for Green City this year?
Yeah, definitely. He's been, I mean, from a couple games I've even watched, defensively, he's one of the most solid we'll face, and I'm sure he stepped right up. We had a couple young guys that just shot the ball really well, and I didn't recognize the guys, you know, but they did a really good job just catching rhythm and shooting. And, you know, Tyler had probably, in my opinion, his best game of the year so far. They struggled stopping him, too, so if that's any vote of confidence between last year and this year's, last year, the teams like that were keeping him to 6 or 8 points, and this year, I think he, you know, the other night, I think he had 29 or 21 or something. You know, I mean, he did some things well, and that's kind of one thing we're looking at is how we as a team have gotten better. And I mean, everybody gets better, but I can only worry about my kids and how we as a team have gotten better. And I felt like overall in that game, some kids played with some grit, you know, getting through such a tough defensive opponent and doing some things right, you know. So we had 4 or 5 guys that scored, and we didn't have that last year. And defensively, we did a lot of good things, double-figure rebounds for Brendan Wolf again, and just a lot of things that we've done well that I told him in the locker room. I didn't want him to take away from that game anything discouraging. You know, that's a state-bound team most likely, and you know, to even at times we frustrate them a little bit, so that's kind of what we're after.
Yeah, as you're kind of describing, you know, where your team's at, Coach, you've taken a step from last year, which kind of, you know, step one or step two in the rebuilding process. You know, this next step where you try to get into a game of the Green City and a Princeton and you try to be more competitive, how difficult is this next step for the program to take, where you want the program to be here over the next couple of months?
I think it's going to be tough for the fact we're still, you know, we're still starting one of our starters still never played an organized game of basketball, you know, and they're starting against teams like Green City and Worth Counties, and we got Mormon Trail tonight and Princeton's even, you know. It's still overwhelming to a lot of kids, even if there's a few of them that's got a couple years under their belt. None of my boys have played together since they were third graders, like the teams I'm working with now, you know, that are third graders and up. So they know what it takes to get there. It's going to be a difficult process. And I summed it up, in my opinion, the best way I knew how was after the game Friday night. I said, you know, we put a lot of faith in a bunch of 14 to 16 year old kids. they're only human too, so they're going to make mistakes and they're going to do things wrong, and it's just kind of our job to hopefully push them along the way and guide them in the right direction the best we know how.
I can tell this, and even though, you know, Princeton ran into a buzzsaw in the game that I saw, you know, and called against Platte Valley's, we know how good they are. You saw Princeton firsthand, and you're aware of how good the Tigers are, but to me, Princeton's good because they have kids who have the ability to play fast and still do a lot of things right. They just seem to play at a different speed than a lot of teams that they play against.
Yeah, they do a lot of things. They did a lot of things right against us. You know, they've got some kids that can shoot, some kids that can dribble, handle press. They do a good job applying pressure. They've got good athletes, big kids. They kind of got it all around. As a coach, that was hopefully the most disappointing effort, though, that we're gonna do this year. I'm not making excuses, but I was not pleased with our effort. We're a far better team than that showed, and some early ticky-tack fouls on our probably our best defender, you know, took him out of the game in the first quarter. And when you lose kind of your spark to your team and you have to sit him the entire half, things can go south pretty quick, and that's what happened. It was just all around a poor game for us, and you know, like I said, we're putting a lot of faith in a bunch of kids to go out there and do what in our minds seems so easy, but you know, when it has to actually be applied and executed, it can seem so difficult. So I was, you know, one thing I did like about my kids, their mentalities really didn't get the best of them. It was in a kind of a situation like we had that night. It was pretty easy for them to want to give up, and they didn't. So for that, I am thankful.
We're running a little bit short on time here, so we'll go through the schedule. Trip to Canesville tomorrow to take on East Harrison to start conference play. You have Grundy R5 up at Mercer on Friday. So I was talking with Coach Owens, and he thinks that the girls' game is just going to be an excellent test for the Lady Cardinals tonight. He really likes what Mormon Trail has last year, and they returned everybody for this year. What does Mormon Trail have as we take a look at this boys' game tonight, Coach? How good is the matchup for your boys with Mormon Trail tonight?
Well, Mormon Trail last year reminds you a lot of Green City, only taller. That's the team that we didn't even score a point in against in the first half last year. I'd like to think we're better than that this year. They returned everybody basically from that team too. So we have the expectations that we're going to face, you know, probably another one of the state-bound teams on the Iowa end of things this year. So, or that's our thoughts anyway. So we're going to go in, we're going to try like we did against Green City, we're going to try to do everything as well as we can and you know, see what happens from there, and then get ready for some conference play finally.
Yeah, conference play this week and a visit from Linn County 1 week from tonight. Linn County will be at Mercer on the 19th. Mercer will take on not a bad King City team at Holiday Hoop, 6 o'clock the night of Friday, December 30th, looking down the road a little bit after Christmas. Coach, we'll catch up with you again next Monday. Good luck tonight against Mormon Trail.
Thanks so much, Tom.